listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to those joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, good evening, glad to be here. It's our solstice celebration tonight. Looking forward to it.
Yes, it is. We have a special program tonight. It's the rite of cynosure for the northern solstice, and we'll explain more of what that is in just a minute. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics, and Thomas Francis University at TFUniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses, diplomas, and degrees. As is customary, I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. There are 9 of them. They are expanded on our website at Metaphysical Humanism. These 9 principles are: number 1, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And again, you can read the expanded version of these on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So what we're going to do for the program tonight is we're going to go ahead here in just a minute. We're going to go ahead and conduct our special ceremony, the rite of cynosure for the northern solstice. And once we get through that and get that done, then we'll come back and we'll talk about what it means and how we can apply it in our lives. So Dr. Hunter will help me with this. And so I guess I forgot to bring my bell, so I don't know why I did, but I used to have an electronic
ding.
One. Yeah, we'll do the verbal ding, okay?
Yeah,
ding.
There we go.
All right, let's begin.
Lighting of the flame.
With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of cynosure for the northern solstice, the time of year in which the sun is at its northernmost point on the celestial sphere, directly over the Tropic of Cancer. This is the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere and the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame now.
Through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right. The never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And in each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
Cynosure is a light, a guide, a star. As the moon is the cynosure during the season of longer nights, and the sun is the cynosure during the season of longer days, we are attracted to and guided by the cynosure of the divinity within us. In our darkest hour, we are comforted and strengthened by the brilliant star imbued within our human spirit. As the flame before us is complete within itself and needs no other spark to sustain it, we too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves. The answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame, our star, our cynosure is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
During the solstice season, we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the one, so the other. So our purpose, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without. So the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent, for like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right and the fire in our soul to immerse all that is in the light of our positive intent and universal consciousness. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within, joined with the universe, and creations begin. brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its symbolic light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light, a signature shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is extinguished. The flame is transferred. Ding.
Ding.
This completes the rite of signature for the Northern Solstice. We thank you for joining us in this ceremony. Please join us for our next ceremony on or about the September equinox. All right, so that is our ceremony. And if you paid close attention, there might have been some things that were not as clear as they could be. I don't know. It's written more poetically than anything, but it does send a big message, a very profound message, in fact. You know, we talked about the flame and that fire that is within us, within our soul. We often refer to it as our soul light, you know, our higher self, that purpose, that meaning, that drive that we have within us, that fire within our within ourselves, the fire that and the drive that we have to fulfill our purpose in life and to determine what that is. We talked about how we're all connected, you know, to everything. Everything's connected. We're all made of the stuff of stars. Everything comes from that. And so we're all connected. And then we talked about the aspect of self-completeness, being complete within ourselves, that falls right in line with that fire that's within us and not, quote, needing, unquote, anything outside of ourselves to complete us. We complete ourselves. And even when times get tough, when the adversity's there, we have problems, whatever, you know, we can do this. We have the indomitable power of the human spirit. Even in our darkest hour, we can draw comfort from the fact that we can get past this. We know who we are. We have that strength within. And we must remember, too, that adversity is nothing more or less than simply a state of disorder. If we want the adversity to go away, then we put things back in their proper order. That's what we do. And it takes a little time, but that's how we get out of that. It's how that fire sustains us, that light, that signature, that light that's within us. We talked about equilibrium. This is the time of the year when we have four of these ceremonies that talk about a similar thing, being, you know, regaining equilibrium, regaining centeredness about where we're at. So this is the time when you say, okay, here it is, June 22nd, 2016. You know, where have I been, you know, over the last 3 months or 6 months? Where am I going over the next 3 months or 6 months or a year? How am I fulfilling my purpose? How is that purpose fulfilling my meaning in life? Those are the kinds of questions we need to take time out to contemplate, because they're important questions. And I have to commend everyone who's listening to this program, whether live or on the archives, I have to commend you for being aware of that and to take the time to work on yourself. That takes a higher level of awareness because, you know, let's face it, a lot of the world is just out doing stuff that doesn't really make a big difference in their life. And if it doesn't, maybe it's not such a positive difference. But you at least take time to consider the spiritual aspect of yourselves, how you can improve, how you can leave the woodpile higher than you found it. That's important. And that's why we do this program. You know, that's why we talk about the topics that we do, because it's so desperately needed by this world, by most people in this world. And we have a message of hope. You know, ICMH Church has a message of hope. You know, we teach do no harm, do right. We teach equality. We teach tolerance. We teach that there is a hope for life after death, because it's based on compelling evidence that we have. We have a hope that we can regain that balance within ourselves by balancing our own life leadership paragon, our own self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, leading to self-completeness, to stand on our own two feet. And so when we do that, we recalibrate ourselves. We recenter our consciousness, our awareness. We realign our thoughts to fulfilling our purpose in this life and thus bringing great meaning to our life. And in the process, relationships improve. Our life improves because we're learning valuable life skills, communication skills, problem-solving skills, and so forth. And we talked about positive consciousness here. You know, it's just the way life works. You focus on something long enough, and it's going to come into being. It's going to materialize. And I'm sure you can all recognize that in your life. If you want something, you'll get it. You focus on it. You focus on achieving it. You keep it in the top part of your mind. And you put out that positive, deliberate consciousness, deliberate intent. Deliberate intent means deliberate. It means on purpose. You intend it. And so you work in line with that. And the universe will bring it to you. It's just the way life works. It's the way. It's the, you know, like attracts like. You'll get whatever you focus on. What's the saying? You know, energy flows where consciousness goes or where your mind goes. I can't remember it exactly, but that's the gist of it. You know, so you get what you focus on. And therefore, if you are focusing on what you don't have, that's what you're going to get, more of what you don't have. So we got to release that and focus on what we want to come about. So that's the power of deliberate intent, power of positive consciousness, the power of gratitude as well. We're always thankful for what we have right here and right now. We may want something more, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but we're at least grateful for what we've got here and now. And all of this represented by who we are as human beings, that fire within us. So I urge you, those listening to this program, as always, don't just be the co-pilot, so to speak. Be the pilot of your life. If you want something, go after it. Don't say it's too hard and don't say it can't be done. Go after what you want. Life is way too short and it's way too long to spend it doing something you're not happy with. So figure out what you want and go after it and never ever give up. You're a human being. You have such incredible power, such incredible strength to overcome any obstacle, to achieve anything you want to achieve. You can do this. It's just a matter of sticking to it and educating yourself. Never stop educating yourself. Always learn something new. Dr. Hunter, any comments you'd like to add?
No. I mean, it was that just about sums it up. The only thing I could perhaps offer is at these times of year, it's in my culture and in my way of being to feel connected with nature. And nature and understanding our connectedness with nature is very empowering because we're all a part of everything, not just the human element, but the natural elements, the planet, the universe, and how everything is in many ways interdependent. So tapping into those energies, and I always do my little ceremonies and say my little, I know we use that word prayers loosely, but it's that meditation and that prayer and that sending that energy out, but also drawing on those other forces, if you will, of nature and it helps us to really align our thinking. And I always say it's getting back in the body, you know, bringing your spirit back into your mentality, into your emotions, and into your physicality so that it all lines up and you feel like you're intact. And I think that the point, if I may just inject this, is when we don't need anybody else to validate who we are, it doesn't mean we don't need people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean we don't need the interactions and interdependence with others. What it's simply saying is, I know who I am. And all the answers, cellular, universal, they're all in us, in all of us. So when we say it's in all of us, it means it's within me. Because every cell is a universe unto itself. So when we open our consciousness, we open our mind in a way, and we can tap into that force, then it awakens other elements of our consciousness. so that we become a more evolving human being and become better human beings because of that. So for me, it's tapping into nature and being with that. You know, that's why I love gardening. That's why I like to be out in the country as much as possible. And it's way more validating for me to feel that than it is for getting convoluted in the mentality of other people and their energy. So for me to clear it, nature is honest. It doesn't have a this or that or a maybe or a grave place. It is or it isn't. It's very straightforward and clear. And that's where I find my clarity. So if that kind of helps anybody to, you know, maybe smell a flower. Even that moment of smelling the flower is connecting. And it's an awesome feeling.
Good points. Appreciate you bringing those out. And I appreciate you bringing out that point too about, yeah, we're social animals, right? We need people in our lives, but the most important person we need is us. We need us to be there. We need us to stand up to the plate. We need us to make things happen. So excellent. And I would like to also mention some of the more recent events that have gone on. The killings in Orlando, the young singer who was murdered just, the night before, a couple of nights before, and just the other stuff that's going on around the world. You know, if you follow the news, it can be easy to start to get discouraged. You know, I thought we were making so much progress. Maybe we're not, on and on. You know, politics is another thing that's got a lot of people up in the air, maybe even fearful. Well, don't spend any energy on that. Politics is politics. This happens every 4 years, at least in the U.S., and stuff gets flung around and all that. But, you know, I just send out positive energy to the families of those who were killed. And the families of people like them all around the world, you know, the individuals who gave up their life for their cause, so to speak, you know, the individuals who dared to defy the customary social customs. Is that redundant? You know, that's what they do. They defy it, you know, like the honor killings over in Pakistan. You know, the mother didn't like her daughter marrying somebody else, and so sets her on fire. You know, those honor killings, which are absolutely loathsome and deplorable and unconscionable. And yet that goes around. But we also don't want to forget that there's also a lot of beauty on the planet. There's a lot of wonderful people doing wonderful things, and yet we don't hear about them so much in the news. It's not so much newsworthy, quote unquote. So we don't want to overinvest in any of the negative news that we may hear, because we as a human race, as a species, we are making progress. We are evolving. Slow as it may be, we still are evolving and doing the right thing. And it takes many more people, good people, to just keep doing that, to not give up hope, to not lose hope in yourself, to not lose faith in yourself, to understand that you are a pillar and you stand up tall, and you stand up tall for what's right and for what's moral, and to not do harm. That's what we need. Never doubt yourself. Just keep your focus on what you want to happen in your life, your purpose, and so many people is helping other people. So you keep doing what you're doing, and you keep strong. Because we need strong people, and don't let this world beat you down. It can beat you down. We all can get discouraged or depressed. And I say this as much for my own benefit as anyone else's, because I'm human too, and I can get discouraged at times as well. But we never want to lose sight of who we are and what we stand for. And if you're a member of this church, then you stand for some pretty awesome things. So I wanted to put that out there. All right, we have a few minutes left, so let's pull a card for the world, Dr. Hunter. And then if you'd like a card, just put your name there in the chat room. And these are our inner aura cards. These are our inner oracle cards, which are basically teaching aids and self-discovery tools. So the first card is communication.
Communication. Number 41. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective way for ending unhealthy relationships. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the two most important relationship traits. So, yeah, do we need communication in the world? Absolutely. So,
yeah.
All right, I see that Fran... Phyllis is first. If I miss anybody out of the orders, because my eye is going to the screen, it's going down, it's reading from the book, I'm mentally multitasking, and I don't always catch it. So Phyllis, I am pulling one for you right now. Positive consciousness, number 13. So if this resonates with you, in some way, it's our soul's natural inclination to be positive. And that's very true, by the way. Spiritually, we all have that positive. Spirit is the driving force, right? Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill toward others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude, even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary. You know, Phyllis was just mentioning moments ago in the chat room that she works at a hospital and they're under high alert due to threats. And there's always, a police presence. So, you know, that's certainly a stressful kind of environment to be in, and to always hold that positive consciousness that, you know, and sending out those white lights and in the face of obstacles, right? So positive consciousness.
Falls right in line with our ceremony tonight, what it was teaching.
Yeah.
I believe Tabby is next.
Did I see? Okay.
Tabby was actually.
Oh, she was first. I'm sorry.
That's
See,
okay.
I knew.
She'll forgive you. I have deemed it. She'll probably call me up and slap me.
Greatness to deliver, Tabitha. Number 30. Greatness to deliver. So, this is for you. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness, and it doesn't settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself of this question. What do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, and for anybody who's listening, it doesn't mean you have to go off and be rich and famous and everybody knows about you. Greatness to deliver is in the moment of a day. It's bringing out the best of us. It's in those moments, your greatness to deliver, not just what's your purpose in life, but more about your value and your value to yourself and what energy that you put out. So even in the course of a day, it's not doing things in a mediocre way. It's being with the fullness of who we are. Be completely present in that moment. So I hope that resonates with you a little on that, and certainly resonates with me. I mean, they all do, but there we go. So who is next? I have lost
actually,
my sound.
Fran is next.
Fran. Hi, Fran. I knew you were in there somewhere in the list. Perfection. That's number one. It is the first card in the entire deck. Perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate the situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. There's just so many layers of messages in that. We're all a part of the cause and effect of nature. I was always talking about nature earlier. And we are perfection. And that's a little reminder for you that today is today, and what we think of and what we decide in this moment changes the energy forward. So, and it's not just about what we can control in life, it's how we respond to situations too. So we are the deciders of how we respond. And that sends an energy forward too. So I hope that resonates with you in some way, and or anybody else who's listening.
All right, I want to come in on a couple of things here. This perfection, and also tie it in with the previous card on greatness to deliver. You know, that's a lot of what I was talking about. We all have greatness to deliver, and we're all perfect just as we are. We're a perfect representation of who we are, the decisions and choices we've made in the past. And so we never want to lose sight of the greatness that is within us. We have to have that self-confidence, folks. We have to have that self-esteem. Don't let anybody rob that of you. Don't let anybody ever cause self-doubts as far as your principles are concerned. You know, if it's a matter of principle, policy or law, you got to stand firm. If it's just a matter of preference, you can yield. But when it comes to principles, policies, laws, and our own principles, we've got to stand strong, and we've got to deliver greatness, because we need more people to do that. And there's a comment or two here in the chat that I would also like to highlight. One of our listeners talking about, and I just briefly read this, about somebody at work praising the killings in Orlando. And, you know, that's unfortunate. Even in the news, there's quite a number on HuffingtonPost.com, I believe is their address. There's an article there about how a number of Christian ministers have been praising those killings. You know, they're God's work. You know, God's doing. Of course, Westboro Baptist Church is among them. Who gives them any credence? The point is that these people, these fundamentalist Christian extremists, and they're there. How, you know, where's the love? You know, they profess that Jesus was love and God is love and all that, but where's the love? They don't have it. And to say such horrible things about people dying because those people are different than them and hold different viewpoints is a terrible thing. And that's why we need you who are listening to stand up strong, to deliver your greatness, and to stick by your principles of what doing no harm and doing right. Okay, so are there any other anybody else want a card? Did I miss anybody?
Not that I've seen, Michael. Have you seen anybody
in
there?
No, I think we got everybody.
Okay, so folks, I hope that tonight's program was inspiring, was uplifting, was upbuilding. You know, think about these things. Don't just turn it off once we close out here, but think about them and meditate on them. And with regard to yourself, of how you can continue to be even better tomorrow than you were yesterday. That whole concept of perfection. So don't ever lose hope. Don't ever lose sight of who you are and where you're going. All right, so tonight we did our ceremony. We honored those who died standing up for what's right. We talked about communication, positive consciousness, greatness to deliver, and perfection. And those are all things that we don't want to lose sight of. So next week we will be back here with another topic, with other topics to discuss. If you have questions that you'd like us to address on this program, don't hesitate to let me know. You can send me an email, admin@icmhchurch.org. If you're a member of One Planet Community, you can certainly post it there or send me a message. Either way is fine. And if you're not a member of One Planet Community and you're a member of the church or the schools that we have, you're eligible to join and your friends and family can join too if you've already joined. So just go to oneplanetcommunity.com for more info. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night,
everyone.